3. As soon as Lanadel heard the bell sound for dinner that night, she ran out of her room and into the long, low-lit stone corridor outside. "It'll find you," Melindra had said. What in Oz was that supposed to mean? She looked both ways down the corridor, half expecting sweet-faced old Gert to appear out of nowhere and tell her she'd solved some key riddle before leading her to the dining hall. But the hallway was as empty as always. Clear veins of crystal ran through the rough-hewn stone and glowed with an otherworldly light, no matter what time of day. The floor was covered with a rug made from the fur of some animal she didn't recognize, tawny orange gold with zigzagging black stripes. She knew the passageway to the left led to the big white cavern where she trained alone with Nox, and beyond that, the healing pool. So she turned to the right and started walking. And suddenly, she wasn't alone. "Melindra told you," said a familiar voice, and Lanadel jumped. Nox had appeared out of nowhere. For a second, she debated the value of pretending not to know what he was talking about, but she decided against it. "Were you ever going to?" Nox looked at her with his usual infuriating, inscrutable expression. "You have to learn to take initiative," he said. "You have innate skill, Lanadel, and I don't doubt your motivation, but you're too afraid to take risks." "Does everything have to be about training? Can't you just tell me where the dining hall is instead of letting me sit alone in my room for weeks thinking I'm the only person here?" He stopped short and grabbed her chin, forcing her to look him in the eye. His thick, dark hair was wild. This close, his familiar sandalwood scent was almost overpowering. It was as if the rich smell emanated from his skin. "This isn't a joke, Lanadel," he said. "The Order is the only hope Oz has of stopping Dorothy before she goes too far. Every one of us has to be ready all the time. So yes, everything has to be about training." His voice dripped with disdain as he repeated her words. Not for the first time, fury